We continue in John chapter 6, the very bread of life discourse, the very focus of the Eucharist, the very presence of Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the true sacrifice that the Eucharist is of Christ upon the cross, the sacrament of unity that brings us together, one with God and one with one another as a church. And yet the sacrament is also, as we look upon the altar, a messianic banquet. It's the heavenly feast. One that God provides. For as Jesus says here in the gospel, "My Father gives you the true bread from heaven." We come and feast upon what the angels gaze. We receive into us what the angels sing the praises of. We become one with Christ. And my brothers and sisters, this messianic banquet, as we join with all the angels, all the saints, we join with the souls in purgatory to worship God. We seek to become one with God. We seek to receive Him in this very heavenly feast. But it requires us also, though, a conversion. This heavenly feast is meant to draw us into the love of God and away from our earthly loves, our earthly sins. What did we hear in the very first reading? That the Israelites began to grumble against Moses and Aaron. That they wish they would go back to Egypt. They were preferring to go back into slavery. They were longing in a way for their sinfulness. That they were thinking it would be better in that state. What does God do? He offers them manna. He tells them that, you know what, no, keep following me. Keep being one with me. Draw close to me. Is that not what God does then on this very altar? That He simply feeds us with Himself so that we may see His love, we may see His sacrifice, we may see His desire for unity with us, with you and me, so that we may be one with Him. He gives us this very feast to call us to Himself and to call us out of our sinfulness, that we may not long for the idolatry of power, thinking that we have to be numero uno of our pride, that we hunger for more greed, to collect all the things for ourselves, when this very banquet is a gift of sharing oneself. God sharing Himself with you, with me. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Lord at this very feast, this heavenly feast, is teaching us, long for me, not for sin. Let us change our ways. And that is why St. Paul to the Ephesians was saying, you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. You should put away your old self, your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self. That new self is now Jesus that we receive, that we become one with Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, as we come to this very altar, the place of His sacrifice, the place where He calls us into unity, where we celebrate the messianic banquet, the heavenly feast, it is so that it may bring us to conversion, to turn away from our sins and to long for heaven, to long to be with God for all eternity. May we then, through this very Mass, through this heavenly banquet, seek to push away whatever sin we've been attached to be freed from that slavery, and to just long to be one with the God who feeds us with His very body, blood, soul, and divinity. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.